KCLW 83 is now Spectrum One, a spectrum of podcasts all in one place, online and on demand anytime at SpectrumOne.net. This is Spectrum One. The following podcast is a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at SpectrumOne.net. The following Spectrum One podcast may contain language that some may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised. And now, WrestleChat.net, the freaking awesome network, and Spectrum One present
interrupt our regular introduction to let you all know that WWE is now really in trouble. I've got enough people here at the table to discuss it. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the North American Wrestling Connection. Nikki Heyman here with our various correspondents, including our numbers guy, Stat Boy Josh Henniger.
Woo! 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 Alan Davies just got another klaxon? Oh, boy!
At least he gets the reference. Next, the man who set up the klaxon for me, Mr. Jim Williams.
Yes, indeed. And my buzzer goes... Press his button.
Yes. Pony.
No!
Yes!
I do not say pony when my button is pressed.
You press. Just did.
Pony.
And then we've got our legal correspondent, Jason Block.
You know, we always talk about, Nikki, sometimes if you think we have stuff to talk about during the show, and sometimes we have to stretch. This week, we don't. We do not. So, Nikki, get to it.
Okay, so we already know about the injury bug biting a lot of big names and that the WrestleMania plans have been thrown out the window. It sounded like they were starting to piece things back together, especially with the use of Roman having to defend his WWE title at the Royal Rumble in the Royal Rumble match. I'm all for this. I'm okay with this.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then we had the, there were some very, there was some thoughts about the fact that we had somebody coming back.
And his name is John Cena!
Which would have been a great thing, except we got a little problem here.
His name is
Yeah, that's how slow he's moving right now.
Yeah, really.
I mean, Cena did something to his shoulder, or actually, I think it turned out to be a torn labrum.
It was a torn rotator cuff, and what happened was I think the news broke on Tuesday,
was. He made the tweet himself on Wednesday about that. Mm-hmm. And I'll see if I can bring up the actual tweet from our friends at WrestleChat.net. And I say friends when I was the one who actually posted it. Thank you very much. The tweet is, and I quote, "Rather
I am a beer brat."
Yeah. I don't drink, though. I'm straight edge, remember? "Rather upside-down start to 2016 is tomorrow I will head to Birmingham for shoulder surgery. Life's full of setbacks, but hashtag never give up." And today he had the surgery, and yes, he and the surgeon posted with the traditional doofus Cena hand gesture.
The hand gesture. Now,
the
Nikki,
high keys.
Yes, the high keys. Now, Nikki, talk about – now, you also brought up this incredible meme that also broke during this week about the curse of WrestleMania 31.
Yes.
Holy smoke. May I bring that up, if that's okay?
Let me go get it because I want to – I'm going to go get it because I would like to
– But as you go get it, I'll expound a little bit. Cena is out for 6 to 9 months. Mm-hmm. So WrestleMania is an absolutely no-go. SummerSlam is in question, to say the least, because that would put him at about, what, 8 months, 7, 8 months? So if he super Cena rehabs, as we know him too, there's a chance
I wouldn't say much of a chance. I would say he will probably be back well in time, because this injury is supposed to keep him out 6 to 8 months.
Which means he'll be back on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Because he trains like a mo.
Because Pittsburgh, damn it. Anyway, but taking a look at WrestleMania 31, everybody who walked out of there with a belt is now injured.
Let's go down the pecking order, shall we?
We'll start with Seth Rollins, the hero of WrestleMania 31, whether you like him or not. Blew out his knee a couple of months ago. Uh-huh. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, both out with injuries. Tyson Kidd might be out for good, depending on how his neck rehab is going.
Mm. Oh, which would be a shame.
And Cesaro's out with a shoulder problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, okay. Shoulder. Yep.
Daniel Bryan is still a great big question mark because WWE Medical won't clear him, even though he's had several doctors outside of WWE clear him. And Nikki Bella is out with neck issues as well.
Her timetable's unknown as well, if I'm not mistaken.
So, now we're all looking around going, oh, shit.
Which way do we go?
I mean, everything was already pretty much thrown into a loop, but Cena's usually the one that is saving the day.
You don't have the Superman sound effects handy, do you?
Let's see. No, I don't, but I have a candidate to fix it.
I don't know what kind of crazy champion he would make, but that hat right there.
If I win the WWE Championship at Survivor Series, I'm going to turn this whole upside down. Oh. We're throwing all the rules out the window. Ain't going to be no more suit. Ain't going to be no more tie. More action. Less talking.
Anyway.
Yeah. He is one of your candidates. Don't get me wrong. He is.
He certainly is, but it is entirely possible one of the candidates to fill the void isn't even on WWE TV yet.
Yet. Because, damn it, the evil boss, Dr. Levesque, is going to break the freaking internet again.
Good
with
grief.
Bullets in his chamber, no less.
Yeah, very nice.
Very good. You're absolutely right. This all started. This started bouncing around on various sites until, essentially, the rumors were put to bed by one picture from the dear Prince Devitt. Mm-hmm. Standing outside a door, looking at his watch, he says, "Should have been in there. They should have been here by now."
Dude, late for cardio, man. Come on.
Excuse me.
Don't skip leg day. Anyway.
Leg day is a bitch.
Yeah, leg day is a bitch. Trust me. But here's the thing. I think Finn Balor has taken his internet trolling lessons from one Chris Jericho. Thank you very much.
We'll get to Jericho in a few minutes, too. Go on.
Okay. Let's just really set the storyline straight. New Japan had its WrestleMania pay-per-view type thing called Wrestle Kingdom 10.
Yep.
This past January 4th. And then its follow-up on January 5th.
New Year's four Dash. Guys,
yes, New Year's. Thank you, Josh. And the four guys who they're talking about, Nakamura, Carl Anderson, Doc Gallows, and hold on to your hat, folks. AJ Styles. Let me let that set in again. AJ Styles, right? Their contracts either have expired or are about to expire with New Japan.
Except for Styles, who never had one in the first place. He was going on a paper appearance.
Yeah, essentially independent contractor to the fullest.
Wow. Okay. So then the story broke, and as you said, Nikki, the internet broke, right? I mean,
yes.
The internet absolutely broke.
Yeah, okay. And I mean, you opened any wrestling webpage, and this is what you got.
Oh.
yes. Okay.
Damn it, Hunter.
I admit yes. it. I'm an asshole.
But you're a smart right one.
Mm-hmm. But then Finn Balor trolls us. And guess who trolls us even further, Nikki? The WWE itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
They're posting freaking articles on .com about this.
Thank you Joey Styles.
Sorry, they're doing their own dirt.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Yep. Neener, 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 internet. Take that, IWC. Oh, my God.
But what does Mark have to say about it? That's what I'm wondering.
They sold out. Why are they going to the WWE? They should be fine in Japan. AJ Styles isn't going to go back to TNA. They're not going to offer him any money, and they're going to die soon anyway.
Mark, your hot pockets are done.
Mom, I'm podcasting right now. Put him in the wave, and I'll get him later.
No, but seriously, how awesome is it for WWE to report on the internet? It's my head exploded.
That
is exploding.
Yeah.
Am I right?
Yeah, I mean, this is not a Vince thing, ladies and gentlemen. And if you think it's a Vince thing, think again.
Vince wouldn't even think.
What's this new Japan you're talking about? I know old Japan. You know, Yokozuna.
He wasn't even Japanese.
Hold on to your gimmick, please. Yes, anyway.
Please, really.
Well, here's the thing. WWE wouldn't even sniff this shit if they weren't either signed or talking or something. Or if there wasn't some sort of agreement in place. Am I right about this?
Yeah. You tease this stuff and you don't deliver? You know.
Well, now the question becomes, and I'll throw it to Statboy first, how do they deliver this? When do they pull the trigger and put them on TV? Do they do it at the Rumble? Do they do it before? Do they do it after?
For one, they will pull it at the Rumble for one of them, and that will probably be AJ Styles. For the other three, their contract isn't up with New Japan until the end of the month, so they will still be there until the end of January. So put them or debut them shortly thereafter. Heck, put them in right before Fastlane or during Fastlane.
Which would be a brilliant, brilliant way to do it. And Balor even hinted in an interview he did on .com that, yes, he's happy in NXT, but if they happen to go to Raw, he still has ambitions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody want to translate that for me?
Balor Club. Balor Club.
Exactly.
Okay. If the rumors are true, Bullet Club.
That's true. Supposedly WWE went out and bought the license.
Mm-hmm. Possibly.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. If they bought the license, do you know how much money they will make for me alone? No, I'm sorry.
Billions of dollars.
Allow me.
Yeah, because I'm... Oh, go ahead.
No, allow me.
License to print dinero popular.
Mm-hmm.
And money, too.
And you're going to get the money from the tightest-fisted members of the wrestling fan base. The people that refuse to buy WWE shirts.
Mm-hmm. No question.
Yeah. You're going to get... You put out the Bullet Club merch... The official WWE puts out their official Bullet Club merch. People will pay hand over fist. Especially even the current fans are going to be like, oh, what's this about? And some rabid Mark's going to tell them, and they're going to go, oh my God, yeah, we better buy that because that's cool. Because you think it's cool, yeah, I think it's cool. I'll go get it.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and. Put it to you this way. Triple H, again, has broken... I mean, this, if they get this, this is actually, I think, a bigger signing than Owens, Itami, Zayn, that. I really do. Because the Bullet Club, in my opinion, is the hottest faction not in WWE or not in the mainstream of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
By far. Okay? I have seen Bullet Club shirts everywhere I've been to.
Mm-hmm.
In ROH shows, TNA shows. Bullet Club is for the real, okay? And if Mr. Balor can go from the demon to the badass, oh boy.
He could be a demon badass. He could be both. You never know.
He could still do both. I would miss the demon if a demon went away.
And when you think about it, it almost slots together perfectly because you could easily see a storyline where the League of Nations faces this new version of the Bullet Club. It writes itself.
Mm-hmm.
Or they could add on as another, or they could go with the Authority. I could see it going both ways. More realistically, the former rather than the latter, but they're going to be so damn over, it won't matter.
And it's just going to be beautiful.
It's the shot in the arm this company needed. As dumb and as ridiculous as it sounds, this may be the best thing to happen to the company in a long time.
Now let me put up a question. Now that with some of the stuff I've been listening to a few old shows, and you've brought up the point, you like the idea of competition in multiple leagues.
Yes,
Hunter's technically doing what Vince was doing in the early '80s.
Oh boy.
Yes and no.
He's not closing companies down for sure.
But he's crippling them of talent, or actually, in a sense, he's giving the other organizations more credibility when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you poach talent like this from a New Japan, from Ring of Honor, you're giving them credibility so that they can continue to have, shall we say, working relationships in the business so that they don't go out of business. I mean, they may be hurt short term, but they eventually act like minor league feeder systems to WWE in many respects.
Right.
Case
and I think
in case in point, I'm sorry, Nikki, case in point, I just want to piggyback off what Jim said. Look at what happened. Evolve handed out flyers at the NXT taping this past week.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have that happen unless there's a working relationship with Evolve.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, that would be like 25, 30 years ago. You would see NWA or WCW propaganda put out at Madison Square Garden for a show on the island. No. Not going to happen. So the times have changed. And, Vince has let go of the reins enough for Trips to make these moves. There's no question the Evil Duck is doing this.
And he's reciprocating, something Vince wouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter is even acknowledging everybody's outside work. And on top of getting the talent, sometimes he'll even get a little bit of footage, which generates buzz, which generates people to go look people's older work up, which generates interest, which generates tickets, which generates merch.
And
oh,
everybody
shit,
wins.
Hunter just turned this thing into a perpetual motion machine.
Duh. Yeah. Duh. Triple H is doing... Remember when about... And again, talking about past up about... The Performance Center is how long now? 3 years? 2 years?
Going on 3 years, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We said that we wouldn't see what would happen for a while with the Performance Center. We're starting to see that. Look at Breaking Ground. And NXT. NXT, and again, we'll talk about this, is selling out all over the country right now. They've got tours going, more dates, more sellouts. Okay, as a matter of fact, I am going to my first NXT show on the 19th of February in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Okay.
They won't come my way. Come on, Hunter. I want to see an NXT show in person.
Yes. I'm half tempted to get tickets to the one in Philly the night before. I don't know if it's going to be feasible with my schedule, but, you know.
But what I'm saying to you is this. He's creating a brand with stars and all this sort of stuff. And while NXT feels separate, it is a WWE show. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of it. It's competition without being competition. Right, Nikki? Is that I don't know how he's pulling it off. I don't know how he's pulling it off.
The only reason he is pulling this off is because Vince isn't looking at the NXT stuff. He's paying attention to what he created and doesn't pay attention to anything else. And then when Hunter, you know, thinks he's confident, comfortable enough with somebody's gimmick and is ready to call him up, he'll show him to Vince, and Vince will probably give him the green light because Vince trusts Hunter, and Hunter's abusing that trust to a point, and not in a bad way.
I mean, let's keep it real. Would Vince ever bring a guy like Kevin Owens to the company?
No.
Out of shape, in theory, although he's more in shape than most, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
That look, that rough, edgy, backyarder look, that doesn't, you know, gel in Vince. That does not, computer, reply hazy, try again. It does not equate in Vince's mindset of what is stereotypical, prototypical wrestler should, I mean, superstar, sports entertainer should be. But that's what Tripp sees. He sees the future. He sees what people want. Not an image that he wanted from 25 years ago. He sees what people want.
See, and that's the difference between Hunter and Vince. Vince has gone on record, has said it on TV, whether it was in character or out of character, because nobody can tell the difference anymore. Mm-hmm. Vince puts what he wants on TV to make himself happy. Hunter knows that's a horrible business model, especially today.
Mm-hmm.
You give them what they want to a point. Because even if you give the IWC everything they want, they're still going to bitch.
Right. You dangle the carrot over them, give them a pull of it sometimes, yank it back up sometimes. That's all.
Yeah. And that's the only, you know, that's the best way to do it. He's going to start bringing people, you know, he brings people in that have some buzz, figure out how to use them. Let them play around in NXT, and if they need them on TV, they can get them on TV, especially now that we've got all these people laid up.
Mm-hmm. But with all the people laid up also comes some returns. We know The Rock's coming back for WrestleMania, and this past Monday, in the middle of, thank goodness, a unicorn countdown, we got Jiro Trollololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololololol Of course.
I pointed to the TV and I said, and I quote, "You cannot do a countdown unless Jericho is involved."
It is the law.
I didn't even think about the Rumble. All I thought of was Jericho, who lazily came out to his usual, you know, grandiose entrance and pretty much took his 1999 promo and tweaked it for today.
Yes.
And then went on with Rooty Tooty Booty. Anyway,
the Rooty Tooty Booty meal at Denny's. Yes.
And to be honest, you should go get Big E screaming, "Who you calling a Rooty Tooty Booty?"
It'll be on the soundboard next week.
Hoo-ah. Anyway. So Jericho's thrown his hat and spangly jacket into the ring. And
by the way, points to Xavier Woods on SmackDown for calling it what it was, the light bright jacket. Thank you.
It is, yes. It is very much so.
Beautiful colors come to life.
And actually, that was his first light bright jacket. It wasn't even the good one in his amazing Technicolor light bright jacket.
Jericho in the amazing Technicolor Y2K coat.
The one with the Stat Boy.
Pretty light!
It feels like 2016 now.
So, but I have a question for you, Nikki. You touched upon it earlier. With Jericho now back, and I'm guessing maybe a certain Zen Meister might be coming back.
Dude.
Okay.
Depends.
Does the WWE medical staff clear Daniel Bryan sooner rather than later? Because I think they do.
Yeah.
Dude.
But I'm hoping that this will be part of the compromise that Daniel Bryan had hinted to a few weeks ago. What worries me, though, is whoever ends up winning the Rumble, if it's not Daniel Bryan, we're going to have another revolt. That's the only thing I'm worried about.
So you wait till after the Rumble?
Yeah. I would wait till after the Rumble to bring him back, and then we get him into some sort of program. Because if he comes back for the Rumble, he's going to have to win it. I'm convinced of that. And that would just kill all of the momentum that Roman has finally cultivated since turning the crowd around to liking him in Philadelphia.
Okay, next question then, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
To reiterate what we talked about, for the first time in WWE, WWF history, the Royal Rumble match will be a WWE championship match with the title on the line. Okay? No. 1992, it was vacant. There was no title hold defending it. I know what you're talking about.
It's not fair for Flair.
Woo! Okay. Woo! All right. So the question is, of the people who are in the WWE right now, besides Reigns, and we all know that I believe because your dear Uncle Paul's client, Brock Lesnar, is going to be in the Rumble.
Well, yes, and as a matter of fact, he murdered Sheamus at the house show tonight. That's going on as we record.
Yes. Okay. How many legitimate candidates are there to have the title right now?
Not many.
You can count maybe on one hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have Reigns, who has potential to keep it. We have Ambrose, who has the entire crowd behind him right now. We have Owens, who would piss everybody off.
Which would be glorious.
Would indeed be awesome. We could do a left field and put it on Wyatt. Del Rio would be another option, but he's already going to Rumble.
My scary, scary, oh no, what the hell are you doing idea?
Who dat?
The evil Doc himself.
Oh, shit, no. Bad Hunter. Bad, bad, bad Hunter. Bad Evil Doc. No cookie, no belt for you.
I admit it. I'm an asshole.
Yeah, well, that's the victory lap right there.
I'm expecting Hunter versus Reigns at WrestleMania.
Which would be glorious.
So, Hunter versus Reigns, we don't need the belt for that. We really don't need the belt for him.
Well, then that raises the next question. If we don't need the belt for that, is it a conclusion that between now and Mania, Reigns loses the title?
Potentially. Because actually, I'll throw another name out there. Sheamus.
Sure. Continuity.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he gets it back, and Reigns Reigns is not allowed to compete for the belt. So he has to fight Hunter to go after the belt after Mania.
Ah, yes.
And remember, with all the Bullet Club, you don't know where we're going to go from here. This is at this moment in time, as my dad so apt, the esteemed Mr. Block so apt to say, card subject to change. That is the biggest four words in the history of wrestling right now.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they're the best words I want to hear at the moment.
Yeah,
I don't like predictable Rumble to Mania corridors. Nobody here does.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm.
So, let's see where it goes.
Yeah, absolutely. And enjoy the road. Enjoy the journey, as it were.
Now, one of the things, you know, Roman being the hot favorite here, and the fact that they keep dropping little tidbits about family. The fact that Sika's name was mentioned on TV this week, and Vince's clever comment, you're two generations away from a bone in your nose.
One generation.
I thought he said two, but you're right. It's only one because Papa Sika.
Yeah, he said one as well.
Okay, sorry. So no, it's all right. Sika was caught up by let's see, who's this? Daily Wrestling News, and spoke about the whole situation with Roman, and is actually very proud of how Roman has handled this whole situation. That, you know, Roman's been tested, and he's got, you know, plenty of backing in Pensacola and in Philadelphia. So I'll start with you, Jim. If Sika's names come up, I doubt he, obviously he's in no shape to wrestle, but, you know, he could, would he show up and slap, you know, slap Vince around a little bit?
I don't see why not. Especially if Vince gets himself involved in the Rumble match, which you know he has a vested interest in after all the hootenanny that's been going on the last couple of weeks, where Vince has been physically involved. Got to give him credit for a 70-year-old man. He puts himself right out there. By the way, speaking of which, if I may quickly, Vince, we all saw that middle finger you shot at the crowd, okay?
And Sign Guy says, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Also, Vince, if you're going to tan, you might want to tan the arms. Just because you support Sheamus doesn't mean you have to turn pasty white like Sheamus.
Dude, sun's out, guns out. You got to tan those things.
And also, Chris Masters called gimmick infringement.
We did it with his shirt on. He thought he'd get away with it.
Yeah, look at these. The Mick muscles. Yeah.
Hey, look at, watch my pecs. They do tricks.
So that's
not as good as Gary Stridham's.
That is a callback, by the way, for those who don't know, that is a callback to stuff we've talked about off air.
Those on air, we're talking about World Bodybuilding Federation. God.
May you be buried and cremated, or may you be cremated in a canister of Ico Pro, stat boy. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Oh.
Whoa.
But I
that got dark. I'm sorry. Oh.
I expect to see the whole damn family in there. Rikishi, maybe.
Yeah. I thought you meant on the McMahon side, if Linda was going to be involved.
No. I'm talking the Samoan side. You know?
Step on your sick. I think you're right, though.
I'll just put that there.
Oh, no.
At Stepway, we have got to get you another job because they have broken your brain.
Help! Please send help! Give me that transcribing job, please! Anything!
Hmm.
Oh my word, you sick man, you.
Okay.
I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, and I'm now I'm looking at the picture again, and damn, you're right. He didn't even bother to tan. Come on, old man.
I mean, if you're gonna be if you're gonna be tan all the way. If you're gonna be pasty all the way. Don't go like farmer's tan here, bruh. I know you were born in North Carolina, but come on now. Don't half-ass it. Full-ass it, you McMahon, damn it!
And props to whoever it was in the crowd who had the little, the partial fat head of Vince with the sleeveless ref shirt.
Points.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah, getting back to what you were saying, Jason, yeah, I think you're right. The whole, all of Reigns' rowdy friends and family are going to be there for the Rumble. And
that would be great. You know, bring Afa and Sika. Please go ahead and let Afa Jr. in if you've forgiven him yet. We promise, unless The Undertaker's actually working the Rumble.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
Because dead men do hold grudges.
Yes, they do. We actually had a couple of debuts.
That was Sim Snuka, sorry.
We
actually had a couple of debuts this week, one on a different network, and two on different networks, and one very important one, actually, I think, this week.
Mm-hmm. Like?
some guy named Mauro Ranallo on SmackDown.
Could you excuse me for just a second? Yes! 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 It's been since JR has been announcing regularly. That's how long it's been since I've been able to say wrestling's best announcer is in the WWE. Once again now, wrestling's best announcer is in the WWE. Thank you.
I'm just going to get out of the way and let you guys in, just bask.
All right. Jason, go ahead.
Now, for those who don't know who Mauro Ranallo is, okay, he is a 46-year-old Canadian announcer. He is worked for Pride FC, Showtime for Elite XC, Strikeforce, Showtime Championship Boxing, and New Japan on Access. Okay. We talked about this over the last couple of weeks. He was signed to do SmackDown. Poor Tom Phillips, he's back in NXT, but we'll talk about NXT later because we have a little fun thing about NXT that happened at the tapings this week. But now Mauro Ranallo is now the face, and now Jerry Lawler has started to go heel a little bit. In this,
thank
but,
God.
Yes,
it doesn't feel natural to me. But then again, I wasn't watching when he was epic heel.
He's more of a tweener right now than a straight heel, if you ask me. He's still trying to fight. He's been face for what, almost 15 years now.
Yeah,
close to that.
Mm-hmm. And healing is hard right now for him.
Because everybody loves the king, and rightfully so.
Well, that's because he's probably the second best announcer on the show right now.
Yes. And Byron Saxton's there too. That's wrong, but you know what I mean. But Ranallo has the chops, and he actually worked to talk about old school wrestling for a second. His lineage goes back to being the voice of the late days of Stampede Wrestling up in Calgary. Yes, that Stampede Wrestling, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
So he and the Hart family tight. So he knows his stuff. And I love a lot of the tweets. Almost, it's probably 99-1 positive if you go on social media about Mauro and how his play-by-play has made SmackDown interesting. In fact, the ratings are out. It's the most watched SmackDown in over a year. So that's got to say something to some degree. And the thing is, and Joey Styles feels vindicated somewhere in the office in Stamford because, wait for it, he called the moves, yet still told the story.
What?
No.
See? It can be done. Take that, Michael Cole. Now, that's not entirely Cole's fault, but still, take that, Michael Cole.
Well, it's not Cole's fault. You go back to the Japan network show. He was calling moves like crazy, and it was great.
Him and Saxton sounded awesome at the Japan show.
Right. I mean,
now, I want Ranallo to have that same freedom. I'm just worried that somebody's going to start screaming into his headset. I don't want that to happen. My only complaint, as somebody who is I'm only hearing him for maybe the second or third time.
Mm.
He sounds like Vince to me. When Vince was doing announcing.
Over the top.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But maybe it's just over the top because he's being passionate and being engaged. And I haven't heard that on WWE programming in so long that it doesn't feel natural anymore.
Having heard his work over the years, that's him. he full bores everything he gets his heart into. And this is the dream come true for him. And that's the way he is, from what I've heard. It also could be the Canadian exchange rate, I joke, but I won't go there.
Well,
but no.
I also...
Yeah, go ahead, Jason.
He came off with some fantastic lines. And one of my favorites, if not my all-time favorite line that he did this past Thursday, was when I believe Kevin Owens was blasted into the WWE sign. And he said, and I quote, "This episode of SmackDown is brought to you by the letter W for WWE." Boom! Right there! God. That was it. Right? I mean, I'm telling you. Fantastic. I mean, yeah,
there was that. There was something that they said when Owens and Ambrose were brawling around the table, and Lawler was trying to keep Rinaldo from getting hurt. And I can't remember the exact quote,
it's just nice to hear somebody call the damn moves and keep the story going, and build things up as if they are, wait for it, real. That he brings credibility, he brings a real air of things to the proceedings. This should have been Joey Styles 10 years ago, I'm sorry to say. No knock on Mauro, this should have been Joey Styles, because Styles does it the same damn way.
Exactly.
He just never got the storytelling aspect, and it was forced down his throat. I don't think they do this tomorrow. I really believe in my heart of hearts they're not going to force the storytelling too much down Rinaldo's throat, because he's able to do both and do both well. And the reception has been, like I said, on social media, insane.
And you and I talked about this, Jim, off air. If they actually did start trying to force him to do things, he won't get up and walk away from that table, because he doesn't need WWE's money.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a case in point that WWE needs him more than he needs WWE, even though it's been his lifelong dream. Here's a guy who, just this week, he came out with a new podcast with his longtime friend and mentor of sorts, Boz Rudin, legendary MMA fighter, of course.
Ooh.
Rudin and Rinaldo, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Of course, you talk about he's still going to be doing Showtime Championship Boxing, mm-hmm, and some of the international stuff. Remember, he was the voice internationally for Mayweather Pacquiao. As dull of a fight as that is, that's a nice little feather to have in your cap.
Mm-hmm.
He does Glory Kickboxing for ESPN2 and ESPN3. He's still doing that.
Hmm.
And he has mentioned on Twitter that he's looking to get back into MMA. Stay tuned on that. So, you know, he's diversifying himself. There are not enough hours in the day. The E needs him for credibility more than he needs the E.
Granted, and if he's going to be doing MMA, I'm guessing that he might be jacking for a specific MMA match.
Pay attention to me!
Well, all I got to say is he's an upgrade from Mike Goldberg. That's for damn sure. Remember 10 years ago, we almost had Goldberg as the voice of Raw. Oh, my God.
Good God.
Bill Goldberg? Oh,
no,
Mike, it is all over! Goldberg. The man who...
Sorry, I was going for Doofus.
I know you were going for Doofus. Mike Goldberg, who, when people got on his case about how poorly he announced the football game last year, cursed people out on Twitter and lost that job. He's a dick. Anyway.
Well, speaking of UFC.
Yes.
They announced the trailer for UFC 2, which I believe CM Punk and Ronda Rousey are both in, if I am not mistaken. The trailer came out this week.
I have not seen said trailer.
Is Holly Holm on the cover?
I believe Ronda Rousey still is.
Oh, interesting. Oh, speaking of which, MMA fans, Holm is going to be fighting Misha Tate before a rematch with Rousey, if it happens.
Ooh, interesting.
On the same card with a one Conor McGregor. Can you see the dollar signs, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes, you can. Yeah. Conor McGregor is the only star they've got left. Thank you very much. Just saying.
Yeah.
But
let's circle back the wagons here for a second and talk. You were talking, Jason, about debuts and changes on the wrestling landscape. You wanted to go a different direction as well, in addition to Mauro at the table.
Yes, I did, because contractual obligations, they got renewed for 2016, Nikki. Sorry about this. I apologize.
What? Who? What?
The contractual obligations that I have to talk about the debut of TNA.
Oh,
Pop.
We've got Pop.
And they popped a good number at 255,000, and EC3 is champ.
Okay.
And they did that. They've done more tapings for this. I believe they taped all this week, if I'm not mistaken, at Sands. But the most interesting thing that came of this, because there is one news, other piece of news that came out, we saw the return of Jane Storm back to the TNA fold, and reunited, beer money, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the rumor is that James Storm signed a one-year deal with TNA at, I believe, what, $250,000 the stories were?
No, it was 2 years in merch.
Uh-huh.
And from what I heard, it was 2.5 times as much as he would be given in WWE. However, I don't know if the number from WWE was $100,000.
It might have been under that.
It might have been 50. And Storm would be paying $125,000 guaranteed.
In addition, talking about Impact Wrestling, their pay-per-view is going on as we record. Now, let's just talk about this for a second. A pay-per-view on a Friday night.
One night only again? Oh, God.
It's live in Bethlehem, and it started a couple of hours ago.
Ah, yes. Is that what Mikey was screaming about earlier?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I understand why, but still, why? Friday. I don't know.
You didn't have my attention to begin with. And there's a reason why SmackDown got moved to Thursday nights in the first place, and now it's been moved over to USA. And I saw the Sasha Banks ad today while I was stuck watching Law and Order.
I see the spoiler you guys are talking about now. Interesting.
Do we spoil, or do we really think anybody that's listening is going to care?
Maybe not.
You know what? We don't do spoilerific unless it's like huge. I mean, and this really isn't huge to me. I mean, big deal. I mean, I still think EC3, no matter what happens here, is still the best thing TNA's got.
Thank you,
Derek Bateman. I mean, seriously, mm-hmm. Derek Bateman has been phenomenal in his role as Ethan Carter III.
Yeah, he stepped his game up big time. I watched a little bit of the show. By the way, comical to hear Josh Matthews try to plug a 5-minute recap of season one of Giggle Giggle Schitt's Creek. Giggle Giggle.
Oh.
Yeah, I first of all, it's a good show from all accounts. Anything Eugene Levy does is gold. But anyway. But no, the match was good. It was a very good match, and the crowd was into it, and Matthew sounded like Dick Vitale, which was scary. But, you know, and it went over clean. There was no interference. Both Tyrus and Jeff Hardy went to the back, and neither came out at the end. So it was a good, clean 15-20-minute match, which is all you could want for a main event on your first show on a new network. It's all you can want. Will he keep the title long? That is to be determined. Check your local website. We'll just say that much.
Mm-hmm.
Nudge, nudge, say no more. EC3 winning, going over clean. And, I mean, there was a debut also during the first show on Pop.
Yes, that is correct. Yes.
Yeah. In fact, let's just say Maria, she's gone from ROH and now she's with Impact Wrestling. And she brings in whom, Jason?
The Miracle, Mike Bennett, a.k.a. Hubby, I believe. That is her husband.
Yep.
The Miracle, Mike Bennett, is in there, and we shall see. And I also heard that there's a very interesting thing, and we were talking about TNA. They're still trying to iron out all those accounting differences that we talked about, because, according to PWI, as of the tapings, the live production is being handled by an outside the company owned by the Harris brothers.
Uh-oh.
Okay. The official changeover took place sometime over the last month. Going forward, TNA will pay the production company to handle the live production, and then instead of being paid by TNA, the live production staff will now be directly paid by the Harris's company.
Oh.
Previously, the staffers were paid by TNA, with many of the late checks being blamed by the process of going through Panda Energy. TNA has worked to move all of their payments out of Panda's office in Texas, good move, and into their own office in Nashville, better move, okay? Mm-hmm. We've heard from one source there's still some staffers unhappy as there's some money still owed, but from more the changeovers, leaving Ron and Don to have to rectify it, but that source account of meeting described as an ugly fight regarding money owed, but a second source who was in attendance at the meeting denied there was a scene like that at all. Look, if TNA is legitimately trying to streamline their pay, good. All joking aside, good. Mm-hmm. I hope they can do that and get, you know, and get people paid on time and with there. We want, you know, we joke about, you know, the contractual obligation. Let's see TNA be competitive. We want to see it. Really do.
Mm-hmm. Competition, Bree, is a winning thing for all, not just for those in Impact Wrestling keeping a job and keeping the promotion afloat, but it spurs the rest of the business. We talked about this in a private conversation last night, and we had a little dissension on this or a little elaboration on this, but I go back to the days of the 1990s when WCW begat WWF, and one was trying to top the other. And as such, you had two pretty compelling products for a couple of years. Jason, you made the point, and I'll let you make it here, about how we're in a better place now than we were then.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I think we are in a better, the better spot now because we have more places to go. WWE, Ring of Honor, Lucha Underground, New Japan. We have two major promotions having streaming services. Enough said. Lucha Underground is a place to go to showcase other places. Ring of Honor has other places. I think we're in a better spot than the Attitude Era.
Mm-hmm. Though it may not show that ratings-wise or necessarily even financially from a competitive standpoint and from a potential creative standpoint, I think you're right.
And Lesnar bled like a stuck pig tonight. Holy crap.
Oof.
Go ahead, WWE. I dare you to fine him.
He's just going to come up and say, hey, nice shoes. Would you like me to get one of them off of you? I can do that by giving you an F5. But yeah, Brock versus Sheamus in a house show tonight. Brock, Mongo straight. Mongo, bleed like stuffed pig. In Game of Life, Mongo is merely pawn. Anyway.
So, it's crazy. It's all crazy times right now because WWE is unpredictable. TNA might have something. Now, you know, pardon me if I don't jump up and down at their initial rating. Let's talk about it again in February.
Agreed. But it's a nice start.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to consider more households, in most cases, better coverage and carriage. There are exceptions. I think some of the satellite providers, namely. And it's lower on the channel dial than the 65th tier Discovery Network. So...
Oh, there's one other thing I wanted to talk about, which was kind of fun. Of course, they had NXT tapings this week. And mm-hmm. before the actual NXT tapings, we had a pilot shot this week.
Oh, yeah.
yes. Called NXT Kids. And guess who was one of the ring announcer interviewers?
Hi, kids.
Izzy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Izzy interviewed the Big Show.
Yay.
I'll allow it.
Yeah, that's fun. Yes, that's Izzy for you, yes.
If you say no to Izzy, you just are a heartless yes.
And then you this then what happens next will hurt a great deal, even though it sounds good.
Oh, Bailey.
Well, that's actually what they did because Becky Lynch defeated Natalya and Big Show defeated Heath Slater, and they all hugged and shook hands because, you know, we have to teach the kids that it's really nice and, you know, play fair until...
Respect.
Oh, please. Yes. Then Heath Slater went out on Raw and got some of the B-card buddies and embarrassed the hell out of Ziggler.
Yay!
They call themselves a social outcast. No, it's the social media outcasts.
No. Let's keep it real. Al Snow's invention from the late 90s, early 2000s is back. The J-O-B on the PPV!
And you know what?
I love it.
With all the injuries, they're like, yes, we're going to finally get on TV.
Job squad in the house, which makes me say to myself, where's Zack Ryder?
Where's Sandow?
Yes.
Yeah, Sandow should have been in that social outcast, okay? So you have Adam Rose, Heath Slater, Bo Dallas.
I believe.
And who's the
and
other
Curtis
one?
Curtis Axel.
Running wild.
Yes, put Sandow in there. Yes.
Please.
Yes, because we need a little that too. Yes, exactly.
We need yeah.
We need to continue to educate the unwashed masses about the B card.
Silence!
I kill you! No, I'm sorry.
my heavens, Maggle. I love it. It's a good thing. I like it. Heath Slater, the leader of a band, again. Well, poetic justice.
Again, rock and roll and West Virginia do not go together.
No, they don't. By the way, the .com interview backstage with Rich Brennan is hilarious. Just saying, with those guys. Because they pretty much are like, Rich, here, let me take your microphone. And Slater turns in and does the most doofus Rich Brennan ever.
Yes.
He's like, were you going to interview us? No, of course you weren't.
Dang.
They pretty much, poor Rich, poor Milhouse.
Speaking of doofus, I've got to point this out. If you weren't paying attention, since I think this past Monday the Raw announce table was smashed twice, correct?
It was smashed once and hit around twice. Yes.
Okay. If you watched closely when Ambrose and Owens were demolishing the table.
Mm-hmm.
Owen's fat ass dislodged the table before Ambrose did his flying elbow.
I have to rewatch that. Okay. I thought he almost pulled a cane and almost broke the table, taking the monitors out, I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
But when he lays Owens on the table, part of it gives.
I often wonder, is there like a switch or a lever they pull that say, okay, break it?
I don't think so. I honestly think they either have it on some sort of precarious balance, or there's like one piece that
the
you take
stone,
out.
Or the keystone or whatever.
Yeah,
the
you
keystone,
take out,
exactly.
Yeah.
And that it's, and it gives. But, I mean, pretty much anymore, you know the table's going to break if you see tape on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, the last couple of times it's been Cole's script and format and everything just taped down to the table. That way the papers don't fly away. So
that unsuspecting fans might pick it up and find out how scripted all this crap is.
Yes. Make sure you say superstars. Make sure you plug the network. Make sure you plug this. Yeah. You know, and it's something that was on JR's Q&A, JR'sBarbecue.com Q&A. People are like saying it's about time people get off of Michael Cole's back to some degree. And Jim Ross is like, abso-freaking-lutely, because he has to be traffic cop in more ways than one. He has to make Vince happy by saying everything and plugging everything to death ad nauseum until it's like to the point that WWE Network 999 is taped on and tattooed on his tongue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that's not bad enough, he has to deal with the repeat JBL button that he has to reset. So, don't envy him. Do not envy him.
I don't. I would just pay a lot of money to have Taz back next to him to just threaten him every now and again.
Ah, yes, the Taz.
The Taz.
who is now doing well with his own show on Play.it. So,
mm-hmm.
Good for you. the Taz.
There was something else that I wanted to talk about.
Punks. Oh, yeah, now we have a full-blown Charlotte heel turn, which I'm loving.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Woo!
Ah, yes. And it's one of those things, you know, it was actually kind of organic.
Mm-hmm.
I found it kind of organic. I don't know about anybody else.
Yeah. Because a flare is a flare is a flare.
And I know, you know, early on they played up this thing where, no, Charlotte didn't want to be in the shadow of her dad, but it's the best thing going, baby! Woo!
You learn to love it! Space Mountain. Now.
And Charlotte, you know Daddy needs the money.
Daddy's got
alimony.
Daddy's got one alimony. Woo! Two alimony. Woo! Woo! 85 alimonies all over North Carolina, baby. Woo! He went to Space Mountain too many times.
And then he tried to open a bank.
Oh. And then he hoarded himself to the new North Carolina Education Lottery.
Oh, God, yeah.
Which he now...
And then...
And now he's buying Powerball tickets for Saturday night, as are we all.
You go yes, get robbed!
Let me tell you something. I have my money, and put it to you this way. $800 million, I think we could actually make this a viable network with that sort of money. We'd actually have a budget.
Dude, we could buy Cumulus and put them out of their misery.
Please?
No. Let's go after iHeart and kill Ryan Seacrest of his career.
Yeah. Please? I don't want to make my friend lose his job.
Oh. No, we wouldn't. No.
No. We keep him on the payroll. Don't worry.
No.
Okay.
But the... Yeah. Just saying.
But yes, I need an allocation because I have a few promises to keep with that money.
Yeah, because a Heyman and money never go well together.
No, but seriously...
Harris and Harris, no
less. If I may just bring this up for just 2 seconds. Seriously.
Yeah.
For all of the few people who actually listen to this and...
Oh, geez, thanks for selling us down the river, bro. Okay.
No. What I mean is, for the people who listen to this, and who actually, if you are lucky enough to win the lottery, there is one thing you should seriously do, and I'm not joking about this. Call a financial planner and a lawyer. Do it first. Don't be like that moron in West Virginia who won $327 million in the Powerball and used to carry $1 million to the club, if you remember correctly.
Or don't be Michael Larson. You win big on a game show, you win a big boatload of money, and then you try to turn it all into nothing but $1 bills to find a contest to get the right serial code for a dollar bill to win more money. Just be happy with what you have. Save.
Did Michael Larson do that?
Yes, he did. Yeah. Sick bastard. But yeah, be wise with it and donate some of us. So you know what you could do with that money, seriously, or any money you might have? You can go to SpectrumOne.net right now and you can get the deal of the week.
Ah, beautiful segue. Go for it.
Let me segue and tell you about that. A little. This isn't a plug, but it is, if you will.
Help yourself.
Yes. Okay, so a lot of podcasts, they use Amazon associations, and we're now one of them, too. And every week or couple of weeks, we're going to give you a deal of the week. You just go to SpectrumOne.net, look for the deal of the week section on the sidebar on the left, and you'll see an item on Amazon that you simply click for, shop for. It costs the same as if you went to Amazon regularly, but if you go through our link, they kick us back a couple of bucks extra off the profits from the price that isn't marked up. So in other words, you go to Deal of the Week right now, and the deal this week, and it's from a friend near and dear to us, Adam Nediff, who writes amazing books about game shows and entertainment. The Matchless Gene Rayburn's available. $32.95, and if you have Amazon Prime, that's 2-day free shipping included, folks. So that's a deal in and of itself. If you click the Shop Now button on under Deal of the Week on SpectrumOne.net, and you buy the book through our website to Amazon, they kick us back a couple of bucks because, folks, podcasting ain't cheap. Storage space on the site ain't cheap. Help us out. Help us help you. Spectrum One cares.
And
Oh, and also there's a link below that where if you don't like the deal of the week for whatever reason, just click the Amazon link below and you can shop for whatever your heart's desire and we'll get a cut of the proceeds from that. Just, you know, a buck or two. And again, you're not paying anything more than you would otherwise. Just help us out by going through our link.
So, let's see. So we got all that done.
Spectrum cares. Okay, yes.
We do. We do. And we do have a lovely, lovely new site. Please do come by.
It's colorful.
Have we taken care of everything tonight?
I think we've gotten the nuts and bolts of it all, by and large.
Yeah, I think so as well.
I mean, the big news of the week, again, if you're, I don't want to say if you're just tuning in, it's a podcast, you listen continuously. Old radio habits die hard. I mean, the bottom line is, we're in a holding pattern, and this is going to be the ultimate test for the powers that be at WWE. You've got new talent. You've got underutilized talent. Use them to their potential. Somebody online, I don't know if it was Jason or one of the other contributors to this show, this is the new generation all over again. This is your chance to make some new stars. Do it. Just do it.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
What he
yesterday... You said to them tomorrow, so just do it.
That too. Also in Roadhouse and Poland.
But yes, in sum, WWE has to finally, firmly press the panic button, look at what they've got, and just make it happen. They can make this happen. They will make this happen. They don't have any choice. Because Mr. Jerry Jones will not be pleased if the money's not made.
Mm-hmm.
Because, oh, by the way, you know, Vince and Jerry Jones had a little sit down and people, and an article got floated around. I was duped that Vince was actually buying a share into the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep, you got duped.
Just like Johnny Manziel fans are going to get duped if he goes down there.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, man, you sound like you've smoked about 3 packs of cigarettes, man.
Oh, wow. Hi, Muckamuck.
He's sick, people. You know, it's just...
But yeah, feel better, man. Feel better.
Hey, my nose is running like a sieve. How nice.
It's a spigot, Mino.
Ew!
It's spigoting! It's dripping mucus! It's twerking! I'll stop.
A twerking
mucus. Yeah, well, come on.
Pouring from his prominent proboscis. Anyway.
Thank you, Gorilla Monsoon. I like very good. Excellent.
His occipital predominant is bald or whatever. Oh, God. Will you stop it?
I think we will stop. All right, Statboy.
Stop there to flare. Go ahead.
Well, no, we need to get out of here. Statboy, do you have anything to promote?
Outside of please get me the hell away from Walmart for the next few weeks, because I'm not gonna be here for the next 3 weeks, because I work late all three nights. Oh God.
So, ladies and gentlemen, please save Statboy from his horrible job. Hire
please,
a tech.
Save me. If you want my resume, just email me at pksaman@yahoo.com and we'll clear things out from there.
He can be saved! The Straight Edge Society needs... Oh, wait.
Well, hey, we're getting fest...
fest. Oh, jeez.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Not only that, was on WWE Network earlier.
What's that?
The Punk special.
Oh, yes.
So, let's see. Jim, Jason, Carl, you guys figure out who's going to promote what.
Jim, take BS.
Yeah, we did the BS Big Show year-end awards with Jason, I believe, with Chico, and with Jess Brand. Lots of fun and frivolity, lots of news to cover. And let me just say, breaking news, Marshawn Lynch is out for this weekend's game. Very interesting.
So is Andy Dalton. Oh, crap.
So I think in the Minnesota pick we had, Carl, might be better now than it was before. Just saying. Anyway, but we talk about football. We preview the playoffs. Listen for that. Touch 'em All will be recording later this weekend. The Hall of Fame class has been announced. And the three people who did not vote for Ken Griffey Jr. should probably be, how can I say this, castrated.
No. Let me save you. I was going to save you a word. May I?
Yes. That's it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even I would vote for Ken Griffey Jr., and I'm not a baseball fan.
All I got to say is, if you're clean and you have a baseball game named after you, you should probably be in the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason why Mike Piazza got in as well.
I hope you dropped that asshole's radio show along with him.
Oh, see, very. No, oh, no. He didn't actually vote, you see.
Well, he still needs to be in that room, but anyway.
Yeah.
Well, but Poppy needs to be spared. Anyway, Touch 'em All, we'll talk about that. More of the latest moves and one person who will only be able to go to Cooperstown to, if he pays it. Actually, I don't think he can if he pays admission. Pete Rose, because he ain't getting unbanned anytime soon, it appears. Yep, all of that and more. Yes. On.
I have that strange feeling he ain't going to be unbanned until he's dead.
Yep. The first year after, I've said it on the podcast. Listen.
Yeah.
First year after, he will be.
And then everyone will boo the shit out of the MLB for it.
Also, we intend to do a red state, blue state this weekend, Jason, with a lot of fervor and political talk, including something in the pop culture realm that just happened tonight.
Yes, it did. You know as well as I do that, as we just talked about her, Jessica Brand is a friend of ours, and we know at least, I would say, 3 to 4 people in various stages of transition, one way or the other. And one of the contestants tonight on Jeopardy was a transitioning female. In one, I don't know how far she went or is. You know, I don't really care because she finished third. People on the Jeopardy fan boards on the Facebook page went batshit. Really? You got things better to do? You stupid moronic a-holes? Really?
Oh, hey, good we've got a room to introduce them to.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, hit it again, yes, we please, do. Nikki.
Don't mind if I do. And stay there.
Yeah. What would keep her from buy a vowel?
Well,
except Jessica. Some
of them too. Yeah, of course. We're gonna talk about that. We're gonna talk about the big non-distraction of the week story about Ted Cruz being a citizen when that story is actually should be dead and buried and it's been on the cover for 3 days. Obama and his gun grab, and we're gonna talk about. We're going to talk about the idiots out west in Oregon, all that sort of stuff. And something Gordon said that it absolutely might be true, that if these people were not white, people might have gone in there a little quick, things like that. And we'll probably talk about how we did not win the $800 million, which probably will go to $900 million by the time you hear this. On Saturday. Oh, God, it's going to be awesome. And, of course, I believe on Monday there's going to be a new episode of WLTI. We had lots of debuts. We will also talk on WLTI about that, I'm thinking, as well. Bunch of other stuff. Yes. And a lot of new shows are back. And, we're back. It's 2016. And, of course, all the places you can hear it, of course, which is Spectrum1.net. Overcast, TuneIn Radio, Player.fm, and Stitcher Radio. So there you go.
One more thing. One more thing. Spec Riffs. The target date was Monday. It might be pushed back once I actually get my voice back. We'll just change it to sometime this week.
Okay. I do have something to promote, and I'm currently talking with my co-host about it, Paper Review,
mm-hmm.
which currently I believe has a link. You can get to it through Spectrum One.
It's paperreview.spectrum1.net,
yes.
In okay. Stereo there, yes. Paperreview.spectrum1.net takes you right to the page with all the shows.
And let's see. We've taken a holiday hiatus, but we will be definitely back up. You know, we will definitely start getting things going once we are completely settled into 2016, which will be sooner than later. We record it when we can both have time to record it, and that's going to depend on my work schedule, his work schedule, and the condition of the network. For anybody who's been on our shows, they know that every now and again we do have some technical difficulties. But it's fun to listen. It's fun to listen because we cover we don't riff on old pay-per-views. We talk about them from different contexts. We talk about the technology. We talk about the legacy. We talk about the, you know, what was working, what wasn't working. If we have Brian Henniger on, we talk a lot about the history. If we have VRM on, we talk a lot about the technology. If we have Jim Williams on, we talk about the pony.
I beg your pardon.
You haven't been on yet, so I'm just speculating.
And if you would have me on, you would hear about all the overhyped commentary.
Wait a minute, on pay-per-review?
Yeah.
I've been on pay-per-review.
What show did you do?
One Clash of the Champions that was in Philly.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Yes. How dare you?
Pony.
That too.
So, yeah. But do head over to Spectrum paperreview.spectrum1.net and go listen to the Dufosity. If anything, you'll get to enjoy little jokes about my running commentary about referees, our jokes about elbow drops in the NWA. And the penultimate, never mind that shit, here comes Andre. So, with that, for Jason Block, for Stepboy Josh Henniger, please save him. For Jim Williams, for Chief High Muckety Muck Carl Schneer, who needs a cough drop, my name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do check in. We're going to see where all this chaos leads. But until next week.
Stay pony, my friends.
The preceding podcast has been a presentation of Spectrum One, online and on demand at spectrumone.net.